This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libus. A Trump administration official said Saturday border officials aim to more than quadruple the number of asylum seekers sent back over the southern border each day to address the growing number of Central Americans arriving in the country. It was the latest attempt to ease a straining immigration system, which officials say is at the breaking point. Hundreds of officers who usually screen cargo and vehicles at ports of entry were reassigned to help manage migrants. On Friday, President Trump threatened to close the U.S.-Mexico border next week.
Mexico is going to have to do something, otherwise I'm closing the border. I'll just close the border. And with a deficit like we have with Mexico and have had for many years, closing the border will be a profit-making operation.
His administration also announced it was cutting direct aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. The State Department said it will work with Congress to suspend payments to the trio of nations, which have been home to some of the migrant caravans that have moved through Mexico to the U.S. border. The Israeli military announced five rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel early Sunday, following a day of protests that saw Israeli troops kill four Palestinians near the territory's border. The rocket attack threatens to undermine Egyptian-mediated efforts to cement a deal that Gaza's Hamas rulers hope will ease a crippling Israeli-Egyptian blockage of the crowded territory. No casualties were reported and no Palestinian group claimed responsibility, though they appeared to be in retaliation for the protesters' deaths. Tens of thousands of Palestinians rallied in the Gaza Strip on Saturday to mark the anniversary of their mass protest along the Israeli border. Venezuelans held competing protests Saturday. Some declared their support for President Nicolas Maduro, who's aided by Russia and China. Others supported self-declared interim President Juan Guaido, who's backed by the U.S. and some 50 other nations. This comes one day after the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies announced it obtained permission to